Paul, that's a pretty wild prediction given what sounds like all the bad economic news and gloom you hear today. I'm no economist, so please explain how you came to this conclusion.
I guess I should take a moment and explain where the millionaires fit in the entire U.S. economy. In 1991, U.S. household wealth, which is a number tracked very closely by the Federal Reserve, was $13 trillion. In 2001, household wealth had risen to $40 trillion, more than tripling from $13 trillion in 1991. From 2001 to 2005, we added another $8 trillion to household wealth. So today, U.S. household wealth is about $48 trillion. What I'm projecting, looking at the entire U.S. economy, is that in the next 10 years, from 2006 to 2016, we're going to increase U.S. household wealth from $48 trillion to $100 trillion. And actually, that really is a conservative number. Well, you should be asking, who's going to get the $52 trillion? About $10 trillion of the household wealth increase over the next decade will go to 10 million new millionaires. If you do the math, 10 trillion of household wealth divided by 10 million millionaires is $1 million apiece.